Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, what's that bandage on your head? Did you have another bike accident?
Oh no, nothing like that, Jim. This actually happened when I went to the zoo.
The zoo? Really?
Yeah, I was near the aviary and I had a run-in with a bad flamingo.
Okay, we're at Wednesday in Listener New Music Week. Listener New Music from Listeners Week. I don't know what to call it. But anyway, we're at the halfway, or we're nearing the halfway point here. Now, we're able to do a whole week because we get such great response now from the listeners who are out there not only listening to us, but listening to music, Patrick.
It's incredible, Jim. It's mushroomed from just, I think, you know, maybe one episode where we chose a couple things to, you know, gosh, you know, I was just thinking yesterday how many records that really have become, or bands that have become favorites of mine, were discovered through this new music. It's really amazing.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, it really is.
Okay, so the show is Rockin' the Suburbs. We are in the suburbs of Washington, D.C. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And speaking of people around the world.
Yes.
Scouring for your entertainment. We start here today with listener Liam from Dublin.
Kia ora, Jim, Patrick, the interns, and the Rocking the Suburbs community. This is Liam from Dublin with my March New Music Picks. I'm only going to pick one song because I must have listened to this song 50 times since it was released. The song is The Water Boy by Australian band UMI. Okay, I'm going to be up front and declare that I love this band, and I've seen them live more than any other band. UMI are a band who are legendary in Australia, but have never broken out beyond those borders. For those that are new to the band, here's a bit of background. Formed in 1989, the band became part of the popular conscience by the single Berlin Chair from the Lee Ronaldo-produced debut album Sound As Ever in 1993. The band being vocalist, guitarist and songwriter Tim Rogers, bass player Andy Kent, and new drummer Russell Rusty Hopkinson. They then released what is regarded as their classic trilogy, 1995's Hi-Fi Way, which is a Kinks-esque beat record, 1996's Owly Daily, which is a song cycle and a day in the life in Sydney's inner west suburbs, and 1998's Big Star referencing Number 4 record. The band became a four-piece in 1999 with the addition of Davey Lane, who I picked for a solo single in November New Music. The 2000s for many brought diminishing returns, but for fans like me, this band has always delivered great albums, filled with great songs and passionate performances. Dress Me Slowly from 2001 and Convicts from 2006 from this period are my top two albums from their catalogue. There's just something about this band which makes life better, and this new song is exactly what I needed. The song comes from a forthcoming album called The Life of Others, and the band has described the single as the most UMI single any UMI could make. The lyrics are interesting. They're centered around Tim Rogers listening to a song by the Water Boys called I Can See Elvis from their 2015 album Modern Blues, and about the places that went into that experience. A Scottish man fronting an American band who lives in Dublin while Tim's in Rosedale listening to the song. I do love it when unusual places like Mollymook or Ulladulla are mentioned in songs. I mean, who really needs to hear London or New York name-checked again? I think the thing I love most about this song is the pre-chorus, which borders on a feeling of euphoria for me. It's just so good. Anyway, I've probably gone on too long about this, but I hope folks give this song and this band a chance, as they always deliver. Anyway, I hope everyone is doing well, staying safe, and rocking the suburbs wherever you are. There's a Scottish man who's fronting an American band. Now he lives in Dublin, though I'm in Rosedale looking for ghosts. We'll be right back.
All right, there you go. The Water Boy from UMI.
Amazing. I don't know what I can really add to what Liam said because it was so amazing. But just loved all of it. I've never heard of this band myself. But as Liam said there, you know, an Australian band singing about the Water Boys singing about Elvis. It's just kind of amazing. And I'm reading here, UMI, the first Australian band in history to have three albums successively debut on number one on the Australian charts. Amazing. It's just one of those things, like, how has this band existed, you know, and me, a supposed self-described music junkie, has never even heard of them. Like, I don't understand
what's going on. I know what you mean, but...
it's too much.
But there's so much out there, right?
And I love that song. It sounded great. It had like a pop, rock pop sweep to it that sounded really, really good.
I also think, too, that this is a band that in a different era might have had some chart success in the United States. But this type of music just isn't, you know, top 40 music anymore, right?
Yeah, so, completely. Mm-hmm.
So that might be part of why we don't necessarily hear about them, or you have to like sort of, you know, be in the know.
Yep.
To, you know, get this sort of band. But anyway, okay, let's move on here. We have this next caller has theme music, and then you'll hear his call.
Patrick. Hello, interns Matt, Mary, Sam, and Samantha. Walt Falconer calling you after a brief hiatus from the Falcon's Nest. We're ready to go. All the newspaper has been cleaned, and we're ready for a new season and ready to start the summer and start the good vibes in the Falcon's Nest once again. So the first song we want to discuss here is it was brought to us by another one of our bird buddies, Albatross. And we just want to go on the record and saying we don't like them. We don't like the albatross. Bad juju is associated with that darn bird. And last time he was here, Jimmy the Finch lost a wing. So he's a bird song non grata here in the Falcon's Nest, but he wandered in and dropped the song off for us, so we want to give him his due. And that song is by a group called Gospel Beach. It's called Albatross Baby. And it's got a really nice, slinky T-Rex vibe to it. And we're kind of a move. We're getting off of our power pop jag and kind of going to a more hipster kind of a vibe in the Falcon's Nest. And this fit the bill perfectly. So check it out. It's by Gospel Beach, and it's Albatross Baby. Next band is a mystery band called Bad Flamingo. If you look them up, you're not going to see a whole lot. You're going to see two band members dressed up in Zorro outfits, and one of them will say the person on the left, and the other one will say the person on the right. You won't know their names. That's about all you'll know about them, other than the fact that they wear cool Zorro outfits. Like the one that the mascot for the Texas Red Raiders rides out on the field in the black horse. So it's a cool band, and they have a cool sound. They've got kind of that Quentin Tarantino vibe, you know, the Once Upon a Time in the West kind of a vibe, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Once Upon a Time in the Falcon's Nest kind of a vibe to it that we really like. And it would be the song that we want to choose here. It's called Mama Raised You Right. is the kind of song that you'd be having between Absent Drips and the Falcon's Nest, between sets of Tom Waits, Mark Lanegan, and maybe Nick Cave. So that's the kind of vibe that they have. So, you know, actually, come to think about it, Echo Park Jimmy and his crew would probably enjoy it, and having to sit down listening to that, and listening to Mama Raised You Right. So again, Bad Flamingo, Mama Raised You Right. Next song is, I think we have Pearl Charles to thank for a lot of these yacht rock kind of songs. And this one has a late Eagles Long One vibe to it. It's the vocal turn sounds a lot like Don Henley back in the vintage days. And it's got a really, really good jaunty yacht rock kind of, maybe Steely Dan along with the Eagles reference to it. And it's by Moon City Masters, and the song Where You Want to Run To, and the album is Where You Want to Run To as well, but that's the name of the song. And it's just a nice cruise along, maybe sitting in a hammock kind of a song. We really like it, so let's check it out. Where You Want to Run To, Moon City Masters. The next one is probably the most interesting song that we've got here. And it's by Judith Hill, and it's called Baby, I'm Hollywood. Picture Roger McGuinn and the Byrds going on stage, starting their little Django Rock. Maybe they're doing 8 Miles High or one of those songs. So they go into kind of the intro of 8 Miles High. And then all of a sudden, down the middle of the aisle comes Tina Turner, jumps on stage, grabs a mic, and starts belting out some type of a Stax soul belter. So picture Tina Turner fronting the Byrds, and you got the vibe of this song, Baby, I'm Hollywood. Really great. And believe it or not, despite the somewhat weird thought bubble I put in your minds, it really works. And what I like about it is that... this may be one of the up-and-coming soul singers that we really need, and we really, ever since Sharon Jones left us too early, rest in power, we need a new soul songstress, and it may be Judith Hill. And it's the album's of the same name, Baby, I'm Hollywood, so really good, check that one out. For the cover, we're going to go with Dr. Lonnie Smith, and the name of the album is Breathe. But he does a version of Sunshine Superman, and Iggy Pop helps him out, duets with him on the song. Does a really great job, and it's, as you might expect, that same kind of a laid-back, low-key vibe, offset by the beautiful artistry of the Hammond organ that Dr. Lonnie Smith brings. So the whole album is great. This song is particularly good. They do a great job of the Donovan classic. It's Sunshine Superman off the album Breathe by Dr. Lonnie Smith. So that's it. Shout out to Tiki Greg. Hope everybody's doing well, and we'll be getting back to some live music very soon. So this is Walt Falconer checking out from the Falcon's Nest. We'll talk to you next month. Thank you.
All right. Always great to hear from Walt Falconer. Yes.
Thank you, Walt.
The lead Falcon. sounds like a lot of great stuff there. And before we address the music selections, I love that he always gives a shout out to Greg.
Me too. Yeah. You know, the Falcon's Nest, you know, beyond its ornithological deep meaning, also has a tiki vibe to it, right? Apparently, right. And that's where we first heard from Walt, which is great. And here's hoping one day in 2021, at some point, you know, if all the stars align, we may get to go back to the Tiki House before the year's over. That would be really great. Greg Wilson,
your friend Greg, and near us,
yeah, and our pal who hosted a great live event for us once as well. So
we should try to hit that up more as we as we're able to gather again, which I think is going to be relatively soon.
Let's hope so. we do know that, you know, through our network that Greg has been gotten both of his vaccinations. So fingers crossed that everything continues to go well. One thing I want to say here really quick to bring to everyone's attention, I don't know if we've ever really talked about this on our podcast, but my middle offspring, MJ, when she was a student at Virginia Commonwealth, where we know that school well down in Richmond, actually had a radio show called The Birdhouse.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
MJ would spend a lot of time, you know, she was studying science and biology and a lot of those things. So she had a thing where she took care of some birds and did some stuff on the James River, but would play music and describe one bird native to Virginia in kind of detail. So I don't know if they exist or were ever captured, but it was kind of a cool idea.
Wouldn't MJ also sort of relate birds to music somehow and things like that? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's right. Those are the songs chosen to play kind of around that particular bird or that episode. Yes. So,
I like that.
Kind of in synchronicity. Walt's, you know, got kind of a similar thing going. It's pretty wild. So, just reminded me of that.
I'm going to recommend something to Walt here as well. So my daughter, who also goes to VCU, goes there now, she's really into board games. This is like her thing, right? Is board games. And so we got her this board game at Christmas that we all just ended up loving, and it's called Wingspan. And it's a sort of a strategy game, but it's centered around different types of birds.
Oh, cool.
Yes. So it's very interesting. So
that's
Walt,
really cool.
If you have not played Wingspan, you should, and I would like a report back on that, how you enjoyed that
absolutely.
Game.
Absolutely.
Right? It's really great. It's really, really fun.
That sounds really cool. I never heard of it.
Yeah, it's awesome. Okay, now, speaking of birds, this first song by Gospel Beach is called Albatross Baby. Now, Walt was not kidding about the T-Rex.
No.
Comparisons there. Oh, my God. That could be a T-Rex song, right?
Yeah, totally amazing. All the way down to the title. And I really like those little keyboard flourishes that were in there, too. Those little wee-dee-dee. That was really cool. Yeah, right on time.
Oh, man, that is really good stuff. And it feels like the whole song is a beat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep. It's just exactly. Great. Yeah. It just kind of thumps along together. Yeah. It's really cool.
Oh, man. Yeah. Love that. That's great. That's
really
a great
nice.
Find.
Yeah, that is a really good find.
Okay. So that band is Gospel Beach with the curiously curious capitalization.
Unusual.
The first and last letters are capitalized, but
stylized.
It's all one word.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Okay, this next one, Bad Flamingo is the band to keep on the bird theme. Mama Raised You Right. When it hurts, pour some whiskey on it.
Yeah.
there you go. Bad Flamingo. That's a nice little tune.
Yeah, very atmospheric. I like that. I like the idea of using what you might call, in a very general sense, mariachi type horns, you know, as a punctuation thing. Yeah. And I like the way it's done there. And I think it's interesting to do it. You don't necessarily have to do it in what might be considered, you know, a Hispanic music style or Latin music style, right? I think there's kind of a way to mix it. I mean, it's almost like that Orville Peck thing where you get you get sort of the spookiness or the punch of it, but it's not necessarily, you know, in that style. I think that's kind of cool. I like that. I think the more music made like that, the better. I like that stuff that's really atmospheric. It's kind of cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
There's a whole, it could be a whole discussion of, at least in my opinion, of some art and stylistic things that have been derived from the combination of things David Lynch put together in Twin Peaks, because I feel like the music that was used for Twin Peaks was very spooky and atmospheric. If you remember that Julie Cruz stuff that was out there, and also, you know, kind of the quirkiness, and I don't know, I feel like Orville Peck kind of puts a lot of those elements together, and there's a lot of people that do it. I think it's really cool. So
yeah, for sure. Okay, now this next one I think was the one he described as the lying in a hammock song, which sounds right. really great right now, right?
So totally does. Hear that.
That band is called the Moon City Masters. Where You Want to Run To is the song.
Yeah, what did you think of that?
I thought it had, like you said, sort of a nice, easy groove to it.
Yeah, totally. Was that the one he was comparing a little bit to maybe later period Eagles or Don Henley? I could definitely see
that.
Yeah, I think
so.
If it was,
Okay, that was good. All right, now this next one is... he described her as a great soul singer, Judith Hill, and it's Baby, I'm Hollywood. There you go, Judith Hill. That's pretty hot.
Yeah, that's nice. I like when something soul related or soulish has got that tight beat to it, you know, that's just like,
yeah,
ton, ton, ton. It's really, that was nice. The snare drum's right up on the one and four and two and three. It's right there pulsing you along the whole time, which is good. So, yeah, it's definitely one of those ones you stand there and snap your fingers to the side and really get into.
No,
so
that's
cool.
A good point. That's a good point. Much different from the T-Rex sort of sound that we talked about earlier, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Not that lazy groove or that pulse, but yeah, that right up tight. Yep.
This is more the Motown style, you know? Absolutely. The, her bio here on Spotify says she has worked in the past with Michael Jackson, Spike Lee, George Benson, and Prince.
Wow. Interesting.
So there you go.
That's some pretty high quality stuff right there. George Benson.
Yeah, absolutely. So there you go. All right, cool. Judith Hill, I like that a lot. Now, Walt also suggested a cover here of Sunshine Superman.
Yeah, that sounded
by
wild.
By Dr. Lonnie Smith and Iggy Pop.
So
we'll save that for the play out here.
Sounds
tomorrow,
good.
Tomorrow, we will have, let's see, what do we have on tap here? I think we have two more callers for tomorrow. No, we have three. Tomorrow. All right.
Okay, great. Yep.
And then we'll wrap this thing up on Friday. All right.
Sounds good to me. Yep.
All right. Let's get out of here. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Like we have a worldwide team out there scouring
I know.
The planet for the best new music of the month. It's really incredible.